Public safety divers like the Buffalo Underwater Recovery Unit are supposed to take their training slowly. For example, experts say the norm in training on how to dive in swift currents is to start in water that's moving somewhere between 1 and 4 knots. But on the day Officer Craig Lehner trained in the Niagara River last October, the currents were 8 to 12 knots.
Training, try to make things as safe as possible. We don't like to put our divers in environments where things are going to be too bad.
That was Robert Shields, a public safety diver in Rhode Island. None of the half dozen experts I interviewed wanted to speak about the specifics of Lehner's drowning and the search operations. But the safety considerations they described differ from what's done here in Buffalo. For starters, trainees shouldn't dive in waters moving as rapidly as the Niagara River. In February, I reported that Lehner wasn't sufficiently trained or equipped to handle the swift currents of the Niagara River. Now, I've obtained records from the U.S. Coast Guard through a Freedom of Information Act request that detail the frantic 5-day search effort for Lehner. They show Buffalo police weren't equipped to dive in those rapid currents. Soon after Lehner got trapped underwater, the Buffalo sector of the U.S. Coast Guard sent a response boat. Keep in mind, the Coast Guard doesn't have dive teams at the ready to conduct underwater rescues. Its search and rescue operations are geared towards saving people at the water's surface. Lehner was diving about 25 feet underwater. Coast Guard records also indicate that those coordinating the efforts wanted to identify more experienced divers. The day after Lehner drowned, the Coast Guard received a request for, quote, assistance in identifying a more qualified dive team due to the significant current in the area. Local divers on scene were not comfortable diving in that current.
The faster the current, the more difficult it is to control yourself as a diver. Currents continue against an object. So whether it's a branch or a stump or a car, under the water, you can get pinned. And if you don't have the ability to break free, then you're kind of stuck there until somebody can come and help you.
Buffalo police officials aren't talking, and Lehner's family has filed a notice of claim with the city, the precursor to a lawsuit. Lehner's body was found October 17th. The currents that day were between 8 to 15 knots. For WBFO News, I'm Daniela Porat with Investigative Post.